Let's kick off with this wonderful question.
Hello, my name is Anya Joseph and I am in year five. Why do I see the clouds moving? Do I see the clouds moving because of the spinning of Earth or due to wind?
Nice, easy one to get us started with. Who would like to take that? Philip, that sounds like something a bit chemical, a bit atmospheric. Why do we see the clouds moving in the sky? What's going on?
Yeah, well, I'd say, Anya, there's a little bit of both of those things happening. So the spin of the Earth does have an effect, but the biggest effect is probably the wind. But the interesting thing is that the wind at high altitude where the clouds are can be totally different to the wind at the surface where you're standing, which is why you might sometimes see the clouds going one way and feel the wind blowing the other way.
But everything's spinning in the universe, isn't it, Matt? Pretty much everything is spinning.
Well, yeah, I mean, angular momentum is everywhere. I mean, look at the formation of the solar system. It formed a big ball of gas and dust, and it was rotating, and that's why the planets now rotate.
Well, that's where I was going with that point, that the Earth is turning. But why is the Earth turning, as are the other planets in our solar system? It's because they had spin to start with.
It's absolutely. They formed from a protoplanetary disk, so that it was rotating, and it was collapsing down and condensing. And angular momentum is a conserved quantity, so the final product was also spinning because it couldn't get rid of that energy, couldn't get rid of that rotation. So absolutely, this is why they're spinning.
I was watching a stunning documentary on the channel BBC 4 the other day about the Voyagers, because it's 40 years since the Voyager probes were launched. And one of the commentators on that programme pointed out that actually they're making a 250 million year orbit of the galaxy. And when you think of it like that, they're actually spinning, they're actually circuiting all the way around the galaxy, around the central black hole in our galaxy every 250 million years. I think he said 250 million.
It's an incredible number.
It's an incredible distance, yeah. Isn't it? Well, thank you for that. So basically, coming back to Anya's question, it's the Earth is spinning, therefore the air is moving, and the air is also moving in random directions because there's additional air movements from input from the sun and so on, Philip.
Yeah, so the wind comes from the sun heats up the land, and over the water you get convection, which is air heats up, it gets lighter, it moves up, but then you have to have more cold air coming in underneath to replace it. So that starts the whole thing moving. And that's where the kind of wind comes from. But wind's really important because it picks up moisture, which is where the clouds come from. The whole atmospheric chemistry and physics of that system is important, but also intriguing.
Philip, thank you very much.